National Podcast Day is coming September 30th. But what is National Podcast Day? Well, it's pretty simple, and you can help spread the word. National Podcast Day is dedicated to promoting podcasting worldwide through public engagement. You may be asking, what can I do to get involved on National Podcast Day? It's easy. Head over to nationalpodcastday.com and check the suggestions. But ultimately, the options are endless. Remember, September 30th, nationalpodcastday.com.
The Tech of Sports, episode 86, Ross Kavinge, president and CEO of PowerBuild. Tonight on the Tech of Sports, Ross Kavinge. And just want to let you know that Netcast Studio has great content for your smart devices. Go over to netcaststudio.com. Welcome everyone tonight. After a few week hiatus, we have a great guest tonight and looking forward to talking about everything that's going on at PowerBuild and especially a new driver, which I had a chance to hit a couple times. And we're going to talk with Ross Kavinge, 35-year veteran of the golf industry, currently president and CEO of PowerBuild. And before that, he was with Top Flight, Jack Nicklaus Golf Equipment as their VP of sales, and just a great resource for everything in the world of golf equipment. He's been married for 23 years, has a daughter in college, twin boys. Hopefully they're golfers. Golf's his passion, but he's been heavily involved with the golf business side of things. So we'll talk about that. And Ross, thanks for joining us tonight to talk about PowerBuild.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, great. A little bit about the company. I didn't realize PowerBuild had been around since 1916. So you guys just aren't a startup here in the last few years. It's
No, it really isn't. We've been around quite a while. The actually started when the USGA did back in 1916. I think the only other older company is Wilson, which started just a year before. Kind of been through it all from persimmon days and forgings and on up here now to nitrogen charge technology. So we've been, it's been through quite a bit. We worked with them, took over the marketing sales distribution in 2006. And started working with the nitrogen technology here probably in the last 3 or 4 years and really kind of refined it to where we are now with the Air Force One.
And is that because you're kind of looking to compete with the big boys and you feel you have now the technology in place where you can go head to head with them? And evidently you're sold on the technology and the nitrogen technology you guys are using.
You know, it really is. And, going back to the history of PowerBuild, through the 80s, we were one of the top brands on tour. And from Larry Mize and Gabe Brewer and Fuzzy Zeller. And it just, over the years, they took a stance of a privately held company to get out of that. We've been out with this this latest model. And we can win when it's head-to-head competition, when we work with custom fitters. And in that environment where branding isn't part of the picture, our performance is there. My Golf Spy, 2 years in a row, we've been, in the top five, getting the top categories in certain areas, be it distance or in forgiveness and accuracy. And that kind of led it to it. So we are getting some product back out on tour. We're working on the web.com tour and also the Champions Tour. And we're seeing the response and the acceptance of it. And, that's been the big key for us of players of influence and seeing the performance of it and accepting the product. And part of it was going back to trying to get a little bit of our heritage and the shape and the feel and the look of the product that when people set it down, they're kind of like, I like this. I can play this. So, I think this is a chance now for us to get out there and compete. We got to do a little different because we don't have the marketing budget, but we definitely get product in people's hands and they fall in love with it.
Yeah, because I think if you ask the tried and true or the average golfer, they know the name PowerBuild, but maybe their reaction is, where did they go or where have they been? And you guys have been there. It's just for whatever reason now it's. You're starting to make inroads again and get, like you said, get product in people's hands and, members of the media hands who, people like me, we try it faithfully and write our opinions about it. I think that's important.
Yeah, and that's the thing is before people we sent, you know, we got a little radical on the design and we had to learn how to harness the nitrogen. And we played with it a lot. The different pressures do quite a bit to the golf club. I think if people tried Air Force One a few years back, they would say it was loud. It felt a little hard. And what we found is that there's a point of diminishing return. That the more nitrogen you get in it, the face gets harder, the ball speed actually would reduce, and the sound would get loud. And really, it was feel. It didn't feel as good. And so, you know, we had this up as high as 175 pounds of pressure in the head. We now keep it about 80, and we found that that gives us the maximum ball speed and gives us a good feel, a good sound. And, you know, so it doesn't sound like a aluminum bat, no pun intended for H&B here. But and that's been the key to it. And I think, you know, we've sent drivers out to a lot of people to get their opinion on it. And they go, OK, that's nice. But now we're seeing people wanting to spread the word and let people know. And, you know, I've actually when guys liked it at first, they put a different head cover on it. They're actually putting our head cover on it. They're not embarrassed by it. Yeah, so that's kind of where we're at with it. It's really been a different feel and different place for it. So it's been fun with it. Well, I'll get a little bit into what the technology does because people ask with USGA, we deal with the trampoline effect, the COR or the CT rating on how fast the ball can actually come off the face. And you know, that's one of the unique things that the nitrogen charging does is that by building up the pressure, the face is reinstated, which increases the ball speed. And one of the nice things that we do with the product is that because of the nitrogen support, we don't have to have mechanical bracing on the face. And what that means is that we have a consistent thickness from the toe to the heel, from the crown to the sole. So anywhere that you hit the ball on the face of the Air Force One is going to be more consistent. There's no hot spots. There's no dead spots. And we really get a faster ball speed coming off, which gives them more distance. And also sure. Because of the no hot or dead spots, we find that it improves the accuracy. I mean, basically, if you hit any golf club right in the center, they're all going to go. But what we find is the average player who hits it around the face more, that's where we really show the gains on their average distance.
Yeah, and I find when, of course, we're talking about the Air Force One DFX, and DFX stands for Deep Face Extreme, where we're talking about this driver. And I feel it's a light driver, forgiving. But even though I didn't get the stiff shaft, it felt fairly stiff, Ross. And I think that kind of helped me a little bit.
Yeah, you know, and you talk about that. The big part is custom fitting and getting every, because what we have found is, you know, you talk to a lot of people, a lot of manufacturers, and a lot of people do independent testing, and they want to look at off the shelf versus fitting. And, you know, I think that's the other step and that we can improve on is when you combine the nitrogen with the proper fit. And, you know, weight is an issue with people, the flex point. One of the things that we did find, nitrogen does, the pressure in the head does reduce the spin rate. And it also brings it off a little bit lower. And so that gives us the ability to, you know, work with different shafts, with different flex points, different weights, so they can, you know, then we play with the trajectory off of that.
What type of player has have you found has been most receptive to the DFX? Low ball hitters, maybe?
Well, we do the... If someone needs to get the ball up in the air, if they say they play 10-5 and they stick to a 10-5, usually they won't be as happy with it. We try and get them to loft up, which is kind of a new thing in the industry anyways right now, as loft as your friend. But definitely guys that like a lower flight and looking for that rollout are really impressed with it. If anyone's a little bit slower swing speed, we find that we do need a little bit more loft. And once they do that, they're really, really pleased with it.
Have you found that this club has helped speed up people's swing speed a little bit, though?
Again, if you get the right shaft, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you get the right weight and combination in, yeah, we are seeing that. I think the main thing is the ball speed coming off the face. That's where we're picking up the 5 to 10 yards, because we're getting anywhere from 3 to 5 miles an hour more ball speed, and that's the key.
Yeah, these clubs really are high tech, and it's just not put a head on a shaft and go out and swing it. And also, it was interesting when you said the sound is very important. I've talked with other golf club manufacturers, and they tweak and change clubs so they get that desired sound that they want. And even though it doesn't really affect the performance of the club, people want to hear a certain sound coming off the club, and they tinker with that a lot.
No, and you know, because sound is feel. It does translate to feel to people. And no, and that is it. If you look, and that's one of the reasons that we went a deeper face and also rolled the crown the way we did, because you want to give that sound somewhere to go before it compresses in the head, you know, as it moves away from the face. And we found that had quite a bit to do with it, you know, along with getting the right pressures. But yeah, there are tricks that we can do as a manufacturer to curtail that, you know, working in the parameters of the head.
Sure. And a big topic right now, of course, in the golf world is getting the new generations involved in golf and interested in golf. And you guys do make a small set of junior golf clubs, it looks like. And how important is it for you guys to keep getting kids involved in golf and getting them, for you specifically, to know the Power Built name early on?
Well, you know, there's a few things. You've kind of hit a little bit of a nerve. We've got quite a few initiatives on the junior side. You know, when you look at the industry, you know, first off, if you look at the heritage of Power Built, to this day, I go out and at demo days, the amount of people come up and say, you know, my first set of clubs were Power Built. You know, I just used to love them. You know, I didn't know you guys are still making clubs. It's great to see you out here. And so we've always been strong in juniors. We support the first tee as a sponsor, and we partnered up with the TGA, which does an after school enrichment program. Yep. Which gives us ability to get to kids that can't really get to a facility. But the other side of it is the engagement. You know, I think that the industry has done a great job of getting the platform out there for kids to go to. But I think the thing is, we got to keep them engaged. And, you know, we've kind of taken a little bit of a different angle there and working with extreme athletes. We've signed on as ambassadors, MMA fighters and BMX and motocross riders and surfers and CrossFit people. And actually have them working in some of our junior programs from a fitness side and an extreme side. And what we found is that kids are seeing so much extreme around them from the sports, either through their older siblings or through their parents, that seems to really be the mode. And we're trying to make it a little bit more edgy and a little bit more fun. And hopefully through our branding and some of our initiatives, kids will look at it a little bit different and retain longer into the game.
Yeah, I think that's a good way for you guys to go, because I think everything has to be more than just one sport, and you have to appeal to a broad range of people. I think you guys are on the right track with that. Where are you guys available now, other than, you know, powerbuilt.com, which, again, I want to tell you that I think the website's well done and easy to navigate and easy to find information on there. But, you know, where are you guys available? Where are you guys successful at selling your product?
Well, what we're doing now is we have worked with a lot of online customers. We do like a 30-day trial through that venue, just so that if you don't feel we fit you, you know, you didn't fit right. A lot of guys call up. They know what shafts they like. They know their specs, but you know, we work the 30-day trial so that we can refit them if that's needed. But we've worked online. You can go to our Air Force One dealers. We have a lot of custom fitters throughout the country where you can go in and get fit. We have a fitting kit that has interchangeable shafts, and so that we can really dial you in on the launch monitor to make sure we're getting the right launch angle, trajectory, carry, spin rates, and all of that. So That's why I recommend people. I'm really an advocate of custom fitting to get the right equipment.
Yeah, I think you definitely, and there are upgrades that you can do to the Air Force One as far as shafts and that type of thing. So I think you really can appeal to just about every level and type of players. I think that's important. And just stand by for 1 second here, Ross, while I do our little break here in the in the middle of the show. And just want to let everyone know, as you heard at the beginning of the show, the National Podcast Day is coming September 30th. Netcast Studio and all of us here are big supporters of that. And you can go to nationalpodcastday.com and find out more information and help promote the listening and podcasts. They're educational, they're entertaining, and it's a great social engagement and brings you shows like this. And then also Amazon.com for any shopping needs you have here this fall and into the winter. You can help out the studio, netcaststudio.com/Amazon for any of that. You know, Power Build is actually, back to Ross here, is a division of a family-owned company. And what maybe a lot of people don't know is that family-owned company is also the maker of Louisville Slugger bats and Bionic gloves.
Yep.
Ross, how important is it for you guys to be with legacy, very recognizable companies like that? And is there technology shared between all the companies?
Well, yeah, there is. And, you know, you go back and Louisville did a nitrogen in a bat at one time, where they actually used a bladder and put it down the sleeve and the aluminum bats. I believe they did rule that out because it became too hot. So that's there. But I think, you know, from the, again, the sports aspect, from baseball or whatever sport you're looking at, you know, we're more of a sports company than just a golf company. And I think that's key moving forward. You know, Bionic gets into the gloves, but definitely looking at technology and you look at what Louisville does with the bats from their major league bats all the way through their game improvement through all the different leagues and all the different technology they have. So yeah, there is a lot of synergy and, you know, we got a lot of baseball players out there who do play Power Built and, you know, we're just trying to reach out more within those areas as great Goodwill ambassadors and getting the brand out there more.
Yeah, I think that's a great angle to take. I mean, there may be no more recognizable a brand in the world of sports than Louisville Slugger. So yeah. I think that's a great to hit your wagon to that a little bit. And I guess also I go to the PGA merchandise show every year and the companies always talk about, you know, who's using what products or who's switching to this or, you know, unveiling a new line that so-and-so is going to be playing. You know, how important is it for a company like Power Built to get a tour player or I know you said you're involving with cross athletes going across a spectrum of different sports, but how important is that for you to get a recognizable player or maybe a player that you catch on the way up and they're using Power Built? Is that important to you guys?
No, it is. And that's, you know, we've started in that direction on the web.com tour and on the Champions. And, you know, it is. I mean, we get asked all the time, who's playing it? And, you know, Fuzzy was playing with us for a while, but, you know, if we're going to go this young, edgy, extreme side, that's where we thought we would go ahead and start on the web.com. And get some of these young kids. I mean, you look at golf today and unfortunately a little bit, we're spectators watching it all on tour, hit the ball 20, 30 yards further, you know, where the average consumer isn't seeing that kind of benefit. And, you know, I think the nitrogen helps, you know, that's one thing that I hear a lot, even in senior players that are saying, you know, I almost gave up the game, but now I'm hitting one or two less clubs into the green now because of the Air Force One.
Wow.
But one of the things that I think is a benefit too is, you know, I think we've been out on 4 or 5 of the web.com tours, but it's the player feedback that we get too. You know, we kind of got started late this year and that was one of the reasons I wanted to get some product out in some of the players' hands and get their input so that you know, over the off season here, we can tweak some things and get going even more. But I do think that's key. I think in this day and age when, you know, people are looking up to players and, you know, you look at Rory McIlroy now and the younger generation of the players coming in, they're getting quite a bit of following and publicity. And, you know, I think that's key to the game to get people involved. And I think that'll help get people involved in our brand when they start seeing us out there again.
And what about the college players, Ross, of today? The college players today really are the PGA stars of tomorrow in a lot of cases. You guys try to make an effort to reach out to some of the college programs and tell them what you have going on as well, too?
Yeah, we have. That gets a little competitive there, too. And because the major brands have got pretty entrenched in that. We have a few colleges that we've worked with. We'll probably spread that out more. That's again, it gets down to time and resources. But that is a good avenue. Yes.
Yeah, I think the web.com tour is a great avenue for you guys. I know a lot of the players out there and have written a lot about these guys as they make their way onto the PGA Tour, and you know, Will Wilcox and I know Brendan Todd really well and wrote the stories about him, and now he's in the he was struggling maybe on the web.com tour a few years ago, and now he's in the tour championship this week. So anything can happen, and I'm on board with you guys. I think you guys are doing things in the right way and moving in the right direction. And I love the fact that you're just all about promoting and the betterment of the sport of golf too.
Yeah. No, we need to keep it all growing. That's for sure.
Yeah. It's a big pie and there's plenty of pieces for everybody. So I think people are starting to realize that, and you kind of have to, we're all in the same boat. So I think that's the big picture. Now, Ross, if people, I know powerbuilt.com is the website. How can people get a hold of you guys if they have specific questions and you guys, I know, are active on Facebook and Twitter as well.
Yeah. Oh yeah. So they can reply there. We're really still a pretty friendly customer service oriented business. We answer our phone. So, you can call our 800 number, 888-488-4653. We got a couple golf pros that help on the Air Force One. Brian kind of leads that ship. So you can go through there. And also when you get online, you'll see we're revamping, following after the Air Force One DFX. We'll have new fairway woods coming out with the nitrogen. We currently carry some now.
Oh, and, nice.
And then we also do it through the irons. We have two sets in the irons. That we do a full set that starts with a couple of hybrids, and then we have hollow irons with nitrogen in them, and then we go to a cavity back, and then our player series clubs, we just put nitrogen in the long irons, and that's really the feedback we got is we like the distance and the forgiveness in the long irons, but we don't need it in the short irons. So we've kind of got some mix and match of it, and the nitrogen is once we found people get hooked on the driver, they want to try it throughout their whole set. So we've been able to do that now.
Yeah, that's great synergy. And you guys have looked at every aspect of what people actually, not just the tour players, but what actually the 10 to 18 handicapper needs in their game. And I think you guys are doing a good service to those people, those golfers.
We try.
I know you guys do, and appreciate you coming on, Ross. It's powerbuilt.com is the website. And Ross, I always ask my guests one last question as we wrap up. And since this is the Tech of Sports is the name of the show, what's the one piece of technology today that you find you can't live without?
That I can't live without?
Yeah.
Equipment?
No, it doesn't have to be golf. It can be anything in life. What's the one tech advance or tech product that, you feel if you were on a desert island that you couldn't live without?
Well, you got to admit it's the new smartphones as we're sitting here talking on right now.
Yeah, I mean that's what most people say. Well, yeah. I mean, you've been in the business for a long time. You probably back in the day had to run to payphones to return calls, now when you tell people that, they laugh at you.
Oh yeah, it's like with the old question: should I pull over to call to tell I'm being late, or that's going to make me late?
You're never late, I bet, Ross, are you?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, the rangefinder is a pretty good one too. Now you just have to look at your wrist to know what your yardage is into the green. That's not too bad.
In the sport of golf, that has been a game changer for a lot of people. But do you find, Ross, that speeds up the round or does that slow down the round? I'm caught both ways on that.
I think it does speed up the round because I think it improves the quality of golf. And whenever you can do that, it's going to speed up the round of golf. Now,
I got stuck behind an elderly couple, Ross, in California, and the lady pulled out she had a 35-yard chip, and she pulled out the rangefinder.
Okay, well, that's a little extreme.
And they wouldn't let us play through. So at the turn, we just blew by them.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess you got to know when to use it and when not to.
Exactly.
Ross, thanks for coming on. And like I said, great things from Power Built, and appreciate Mary Beth setting up the interview, and hope to have you on anytime you want to promote something, new products. We'll always give you the time.
Well, great. We look forward to working with you guys.
Thanks, Ross. Ross Cavinghi from Power Built. And just want to let everyone know that Netcast Studio has many other shows which may be of interest to you. You can head over to netcaststudio.com and check them all out, and also the podcast directory. It's National Podcast Day coming up, so check out Two Thumbs Up Media at twothumbsupmedia.com and check out all the shows that are available on there from around the world. You've been listening to The Tech of Sports, a Netcast Studio production.